This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know what's an event when we bring in one of our favorite guests, and you know who he is. He's Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network, one of our favorite offensive linemen of all time. And, of course, he is on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hi, Deke. How are you?
Doing fine. You guys?
Yeah, you know, the big build-up to the interview, I know you get excited when we do that.
In the event that you do it, we do it, you do good, happy.
Yes, I just don't want you to be nervous about the interview.
Okay.
This one could shake you up a little bit. It's so weird to watch this team right now, Deacon. I'm just curious your feelings. It's like a roller coaster. I don't know what to expect. I want to sit here and say, you know, Seattle comes in, we're on a short week, and the old Andy expects the worst, but I just don't know what to expect out of this team. After they've been up and down, what are you expecting this Sunday?
Well, you know, hopefully they play as a team much better than they did last week. You know, obviously they right off the get go they got smoked for the touchdown, and then you know, when they had an opportunity to get back into the football game, they turn it over with Callaway. You know, doesn't hold on to the ball and not a great pass, but a catchable pass, and then the next thing you know, you're getting your doors blown off.
Doug, a lot of speculation. Why isn't the offense working? The offensive line is catching its fair share of that speculation. How is the line playing in your estimation?
Well, I think they're struggling. At the tackle position, you're getting too much pressure, you know, on Baker, and he's not comfortable back there. And you know, sometimes he's holding on to the ball too long. Which, you know, if you put the two and two together, you better start getting rid of the ball quick. As we used to say, you know, throw it quick, they're coming like hell. And I think, you know, that's one of the things they've got to look at. And that was probably the best pass rushing team they're going to play all season last week. But with that said, you know, you got to be consistent and dependable on, you know, at any position, and especially at the offensive line.
Deke, is this going to fix itself? Are they going to have to try to bring someone in? How do you make this better?
Well, it's pretty tough to find tackles. It's one of those, after quarterback, I think, you know, that's a tough position to fill. And, you know, you're looking at Seattle. I was doing their depth chart yesterday. They went up and they kind of loaded up with former first-round draft picks from different teams and a couple of their own in the offensive line. You know, they basically have, four number ones and a number two on their offensive line. But, you know, a couple of them were guys that kind of flamed out elsewhere. But, you know, they played okay with Seattle. And, of course, Russell Wilson is just having an unbelievable year. I mean, he's got MVP numbers.
So Odell Beckham has caught four passes in the last two games, Doug. And, you know, we've gone over the factors that could be involved. Is it the play calling? Is it Baker? Is it the line? Is it whatever? You have to get this guy the ball, do you not? And how do you do that when it hasn't happened now for two games?
Well, I think you got to scheme up to get him the ball. And, you know, there's ways to get the ball in his hands where, you know, you might not be throwing it down the field, but throwing it behind the line of scrimmage on, you know, bubble screens and things like that. But, you know, he draws so much attention that, you know, we saw in the Baltimore game, all of a sudden Jarvis has the big game. And I think, you know, Baker has to be better on, you know, getting to his second and third reads if they take Odell away. But, you know, once, you know, you start burning him someplace else, then all of a sudden the coverage will, you know, won't be the same against him, and then you can go back to him.
Dick, how long does it take to shake off a bad game like they had on Monday night? You know, you're feeling
can't
so
play the next week quick enough.
Yeah, I mean, how long does that actually linger in the locker room? Because, you got guys coming in asking questions after every practice, and, you know, they're going to rehash what happened before, and they're going to keep asking you, how do you fix this? How do you fix this? How do you fix this? And I think it wears on a team.
Well, I think, you know, you got to get rid of it by Tuesday. I mean, you know, Monday you watch the film, and, you sit there and you say, oh, geez, if I'd have done this or if we'd done that or whatever, you know, you see the little things that, you know, that you didn't do that had you done them, they might have made a big difference. And you know, with the case of the game against the 49ers, you know, they had trouble in the outside zone read, where all of a sudden they cut it back and they blocked the backside, and the guy's gone for 70 some yards. So, you know, and then, you know, offensively, you know, you sit there and you turn the ball over, and it just, you know, those mistakes, you sit there and say, you know, geez, if I didn't do that, where we would have been. And, you know, you second guess yourself a little bit, but then you know, you also got to learn by your mistakes.
Doug Deacon joining us. Doug, I don't think there's any question. Freddie Kitchens seems like a great guy. That doesn't matter when you're an NFL head coach. There are a lot of great guys who didn't succeed. What have you seen from Freddie as a head coach that you like so far? And after five games, is there anything that you've seen that, okay, Freddie, you need to polish this up?
Well, you know, I think, you know, one thing is, you know, he comes across as somebody that is honest and tells you what he thinks. And as a player, that's what you want. You want somebody that's, you know, not telling you one thing and then to go and doing another thing. And I've often said it, you know, all the coaches we've run through here in the last 10, 12 years, 20 years, I think Freddie is the one coach I know I'd like to play for, because he's a guy's guy, and he's a guy that he's honest with you. He has some fun with the game, but he's also, you know, plays tough. And I just think right now that, you know, there's a lot of growing pains with the team and, you know, with the coaching staff, because, you know, they've got some new toys to play with and just trying to find out how the, you know, their role fits.
Deke, is home field advantage a real thing at our place? I just feel like it hasn't been since I came back in 99.
Well, you know, if you play well, it is. I mean, you know, but if you can't get the crowd into the game, then there is no home field advantage. And the only way you do it is by making plays. I mean, you look at Seattle, you know, their record there, you know, they're unbelievable. You know, but they play good football and they get the crowd into it. And that's, you know, the crowd's you just can't turn a switch and say instant crowd. You know, you've got to do something to merit their attention.
But when our crowd is really, really good, I mean, look, you've been all over the NFL. You've seen teams go into other people's houses, and Seattle's one of those places where it's a tough place to play because their crowd gets into it. When our crowd is into it, do they truly affect the game?
Yeah, I think so. I think they make the, you know, communication at the line of scrimmage tough to do, and you know, as far as you know, that's the one thing that, you know, that you hope that they, you know, when the other team's offense has the ball, they're loud. Much like, you know, when we have the ball, you know, they let us, you know, check off and do different things at the line of scrimmage and able to communicate there. But no, you know, our crowd is, you know, is you know, if you're playing good football, our crowd is great.
Doug Deacon's joining us. Of course, Doug with Jim Donovan, color analyst on the Browns Radio Network. Myles Garrett, Olivier Vernon. I was looking, and I'm still thinking it's going to happen, Doug, that these two guys are going to be a force. We haven't seen it yet. What do they each need to do maybe to pick it up a little bit? And it's, you see glimpses of it, especially with Myles, but I don't think it's come full circle yet and really taken hold.
No, and, you know, part of that is, you know, the score. I mean, you know, Myles obviously is a great pass rusher. And, you know, once you get ahead in the game and you can pin your ears back, that's when you're going to get, you know, multiple sack games. But, you know, right now, you know, teams have found out they can run against us. And so until you stop the run, there's no need for them to pass. And this is a team coming in, Seattle, that they're about 50-50. In fact, I think for 3 weeks in a row now, we've played teams that have probably run the ball more than anybody in the league. You know, you look at Baltimore with their running game, then the 49ers, they're a run-heavy team, and Seattle is about a 50-50 team. And the thing is about this, Russell Wilson is just playing lights out, and, you know, he's taking this team on his back, because, you know, they used to kind of win with defense and the offense would score when they needed, but you know, the Legion of Boom is no longer there for the most part, and they've been able to do it by, you know, up from the offensive side.
Deke, Denzel Ward, Greedy Williams went back to practice this week. What would you expect? Do you expect them to play? What can you expect from it? And what have they been missing by these guys?
Well, you know, obviously you're missing a lot of, you know, talent. Denzel's a guy that can, you know, run with anybody in the league. But, you know, the thing is, you got this Metcalf guy coming in this week that's about 6'3 and 230 pounds. And, I mean, this guy's, I think he runs a 4.3 40. I mean, he's a physical freak. But so it's going to be interesting to see who they try to match up with him, because, I mean, he can overpower you or he can run by you.
You optimistic, Doug? I look at the back half of the schedule, and I am.
I am. I believe that, you know, they're going to get their act together, and they're going to, you know, learn that, you know, great players don't make for a great team. Great players that play together and, you know, execute do make for a great team.
Deke, thank you very much. We look forward to listening to you on Sunday when you and Jim Donovan call the game.
Thanks,
right,
guys.
Here on 92.3 The Fan. He is Doug Deacon. Thank you very much. From the Browns Radio Network, and he was nice enough to join us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.